From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An investigation into a deadly hit and run is underway. Early Friday at about 5:30, the California Highway Patrol got a call of a pedestrian lying in the roadway on northbound US 101 at 6th Avenue in West Haven. The caller, a passing driver, reported the male victim was bleeding and appeared to have been hit by a vehicle. Emergency personnel responded to the scene, providing medical aid to the victim. The victim was subsequently transported to St. Joseph Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. The name of the victim is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. It's unknown if alcohol or drugs were a factor in the collision. CHP is investigating the hit and run and is asking for the public's help identifying the vehicle involved. Two people now under arrest in connection with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit search of two parcels of land in the Grouse Mountain area, seeking out illegal pot growing. Under arrest are 34-year-old Shang Her of Sanger, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on a number of charges. Also, 51-year-old Tria Vang of Sanger, charged with felony cultivation of cannabis and other counts. The case remains under investigation. Law enforcement officers from Redwood National and State Parks and California Department of Fish and Wildlife investigating the death of a bull elk shot to death with arrows last month. A park ranger with Redwood National and State Parks discovered the animal in Elk Meadow near the intersection of Highway 101 and Davison Road. Elk Meadow is located within Redwood National and State Parks, where hunting of any kind is prohibited by federal and state law. Nothing from the elk carcass was taken. To assist with the ongoing investigation, officers looking for the public's help, urging anyone with information to call. Eureka PD announcing a hiring for its Community Safety Enhancement Team and Mobile Intervention Services Team. Dennis Gagnon hired as Waterfront Ranger. He's originally from Eugene, Oregon, where he served in the U.S. Coast Guard for 2 years. He then transferred to the Humboldt County Coast Guard Station, where he spent about 10 years of regular service, 4 years as a Coast Guard Reserve. He attended the College of the Redwoods Police Academy and was hired by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office in 2006. Award-winning filmmaker Francis Ford Coppola is getting into the pot business. He's announced he's teaming up with Humboldt Brothers to introduce some new strains of marijuana to the public. Their new product is due out in December. It comes in what looks like a wine bottle. It contains 3 grams each of the new strains, which were grown around the Garberville area. No word yet on potential prices for the new product. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.